Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Down on the
boulevard, they take it hard. Probably the biggest local issue this morning is the vote in the Richmond City Council last night to rename the boulevard in Richmond for Richmond's favorite son, Arthur Ashe. And David Harris, who I'm very flattered, listens to this show often and has been on the program since I started a year ago, a couple of times. He's the nephew of Arthur Ashe. And David, I welcome you to the program. How are you feeling this morning?
Good morning. A little tired, but excited and looking forward to Richmond being able to not just rename this boulevard, but the opportunity to start some initiatives to help educate the kids and make a difference.
Yeah, the picture of you in the paper today, you look pretty emotional as the vote was announced.
Yeah, I was in deep thought and awe at that point because we a lot of the work that we've done. Some sleepless nights agonizing over how we approach the situation civilly and still connect with not just a few but everybody in the city of Richmond and those of his friends who live in other places. Mm-hmm. We were quite thankful and just trying to be gracious and acknowledge that it wasn't about me or just those individuals involved, but it was a time that we've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
Not just the renaming, but the city council showed a level of solidarity and that I had not seen in quite some time.
Yeah.
And that was the most impressive thing to see that they do the work of the people.
Now, and there were some people who live on the boulevard. And I did, yes. You know, you and I had a pretty candid conversation about this several weeks ago. I bounced around down there during the holiday season to a lot of different parties. And these are people who I think, they probably never voted Republican. They're very proud that they are very, very liberal. And yet they just didn't want to see the name of the boulevard, the traditional name of it, changed. I don't think it was hostile towards your uncle or a racial thing. They just didn't want to see it changed, and they're kind of hopping mad about it this morning. What's your reaction to that, to their disappointment that the name is going to change?
Well, one, I'll pray for them today.
Okay.
That they are patient with their emotions and their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And that at some point they will be able to understand that it was not about trying to change their way of life and not trying to change or have change just for change.
Yeah.
This was done with purpose. It wasn't just haphazardly.
Yeah.
Because before I even got started, I agonized over that situation because I know how people have felt in the past.
Yeah.
And it was not, like I said, it was bigger than that. But I understand that,
A lot of Richmond people don't like to see change of any kind. So we could be candid. We can
be candid that
we're not inclined to that. It's not like New York where everybody just loves the change.
Yeah.
Hey, you proposed the name change to council and said something about this being a way to save money. And yet we've seen this bill for the new signage will cost about $300,000. So just walk me through the thought process about it being a way to save money.
Well, my initial stance, my current stance was that with the Arthur Ashe Center, that they find a way to repurpose that land to develop it in a way that they might be able to generate some tax dollars that will, one, go to the city budgets, and then two, whatever cost, maintenance costs, and et cetera, that that they were incurring on the Arthur Ashe building because it was it's been dilapidated and there's been said that it's expensive to repair.
Yeah.
So my thinking and my sacrifice was, well, we can get rid of that building.
Right.
That way they can repurpose any type of funding that they have slated towards it back to the school system. I don't know how big that number is, but I've always felt that you have to start small to get big.
Yeah. And well, so, for people who are new to Richmond, that's the big orange building next to the Diamond where the Flying Squirrels play.
Correct.
And, you know, I don't think I've seen anything in there. I used to run track in there back when I was in high school.
Right.
But I do they have anything in that building now at all, or is it closed?
I think they have a few things here and there.
Yeah, okay.
I have been told that there have been still some things that have been scheduled for the future.
Yeah, but they've got to make some plans for the future, and this relieves
right,
them.
Right, they've
got
to make some hard plans, some hard decisions in the future because, you know, there's an there are opportunities there that are needed, and there's an opportunity for us to to make more change in Richmond, and hopefully this by us making enough noise, people will say, hey, let's go to Richmond and spend some money.
Well, let's hope for that.
I was in the city.
Anytime that we can talk about Arthur Ashe being a native son of Richmond, I think that's a positive thing. He was not treated well here when he was a young man, but hopefully before he passed, he recognized that Virginians acknowledged his athletic prowess and his bold stance on a lot of very controversial issues and how he was willing to use that to do good in our society. And David Harris, nephew of Arthur Ashe, I really appreciate you coming on the program to talk about last night's vote. Thank you, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.